Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. If we're to make predictions about the future, it's necessary to understand the past. Jack Ridge, professor of geology at Tufts University, is working to more precisely measure geologic time.
Geologists are obsessed with the resolution of time. Finding ages for ancient events often involves the radioactive decay of atoms that were included in rocks when they were formed. These ages require careful lab work and have calculated uncertainties related to lab measurements. Resolving time for more recent events, such as from the last ice age, often employs other techniques that can provide us with more precise ages. For example, it is possible to resolve parts of single years during the closing phases of the last ice age in the northeastern United States. This was about 19,000 to 12,000 years ago. It was a time when it was still cold, but glaciers were receding in the wake of initial warming climate, and there were large glacial lakes. Glacial meltwater carried sediment into the lakes. The sediment entering the lakes was seasonal. Every summer, warm temperatures melted ice covering the lakes, and meltwater from the receding glacier entered the lakes. This left a layer of fine sand and silt on the lake bottoms. When cold winter temperatures arrived, the lake surfaces froze and very little new sediment entered the lakes. Calm winter conditions allowed the settling of very fine particles, creating layers of almost pure clay. This all happened for thousands of years. Today, we find the deposits from extinct glacial lakes and count the summer and winter layers to determine how many years the lakes existed. We can catalog these layers and create an ice age time scale. However, not all the annual layers have the same thickness. Warmer years created layers that were thicker, while cooler years created thinner layers. This variation gives us a record of varying weather and climate. What does that mean? We can create a climate record with a time scale. Who can ask for more than that?
That was Jack Ridge of Tufts University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. Grace is slow.